Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the line, head golf professional out at Astoria Golf and Country Club, Jared Lambert. He is a local golfer, grew up an all-state golfer at Redmond High School, three-time all-conference at Corbin University down in the Valley. Joining us now. Good morning. Now, are you still down at Chambers this week?
No, we got back last night. Man, you did your homework, Jason. That was impressive. I wasn't expecting that.
I'm professional here on the radio, not on the range. On the radio, I'm all professional. So, first of all, what courses did you guys play? I know you had a big pro-am, and like we have to ask or whatever. How's Bandon?
It was amazing. It was sunny with no wind, which never happens. So we were absolutely thrilled for the 3 days that we were there. We played at Old Mac, and then we played Trails, and then Bandon Dunes, the original. So it was just a fabulous 3 days of golf, and
there you go.
Totally scored with the weather.
Did you finish in some money?
Yeah, I finished second.
There you go.
3 days. I was 6 under and lost by one. So it was to Craig Crandall out of Rock Creek. He's a hell of a player. So, I put some good scores together and had a good time.
Well, there you go. So 6 under down at Bandon playing three courses. So this man knows what he's talking about. But we all saw the Masters. We saw the weather kind of put a damper on things. And all we heard about was, okay, you've got to adjust. The ball doesn't fly as far. How it's going to react. You're not going to get rollout on the fairways, all that sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't have three coaches. I don't have a track man. It's still raining here in the Northwest. So when I go out, if you're playing in your local club or, you know, you just want to go out and enjoy it, what sort of things do I need to do to know how to make adjustments in my own game, whatever level it's at? How do you want to go out and not be afraid to practice in the rain and the wet conditions so you get a sense of it?
Yeah, and it's especially appropriate question for this year. We've been particularly wet and cold all spring, so it's something that we've all had to make those adjustments for. And I'd say there's things that are going to change within the ball flight, and then there's things that you can change in your preparation. So one of the biggest things that I've found that's helped me this year is paying attention to my hands. Warm hands and dry hands are going to make a way, way bigger difference than most people would think. So as silly as it sounds and looks, get a warm pair of mittens and put hand warmers in them, because that is going to make you so much more comfortable over every shot. Nothing worse than hitting one a little bit thin and feeling that shock up in your hands and not really having that feedback of the golf club and knowing where the face is at. So that's preparation. Then you've just got to adjust for the conditions what the conditions are going to do to the ball flight. So you're going to see reduced carry, reduced rollout. And since your body's going to be a little bit tighter, you're not going to be able to swing it as fast. So a good rule of thumb is you're going to want to adjust. If 70 degrees is your baseline, adjust 3 to 4% for every 10 degrees of drop in temperature. So if it's 30 degrees cooler, so 40 degrees, you're probably going to see about a 10 to 11, 12% drop in your total yardage that you're hitting it. So most players don't hit enough club anyways. So you're going to have to make a pretty significant adjustment to how far you're hitting it and what club you want to use.
So when you're at, and this is why I think it's good, obviously you want to make sure the practice, whatever practice range you're at, you know the distances of those flags using those. So do you go and maybe start with like a 150-yard flag or 125-yard flag and then kind of just see which club gets it there easiest? Is that something that would be a good way to measure that if you don't have, you know, a TrackMan system or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to just pay attention more. So know your yardages, go out, practice them, become familiar with your winter numbers and your summer numbers and make the adjustment accordingly. I mean, even when it was, for example, this week at Bandon, there was a shot that was, you know, where after the temperature had dropped a little bit and the wind was going into my face, from 150 yards, I hit a six iron, and my stock six is usually about 180. And that can be scary to stand over a 150 yard shot and use a club that's typically goes 30 yards further. But after you become familiar with those numbers and you know, after your practice session on the range, paying attention to where the flag's at, where the ball's landing. Once you know those numbers, you just got to commit to them.
Chatting here with Jared Lambert, head pro out at Astoria Golf and Country Club. Now, obviously, what adjustments are you looking at? You know, if you're out there and the ground is wet, it's soft. Let's say you normally take a pretty healthy divot with your swing. You're not going to want to do that. Ball's not going to go anywhere. What do you maybe need to do in setup or swing path or something like that to make sure you're catching the ball clean and not getting a lot of turf?
Right. So I would say, number one, choke down on the club a little bit. So the priority is to hit ball first. And that's always the priority, but you're going to be punished way more harshly in soft, wet conditions. And so you really want to make sure that you're clipping the ball, ball first and then hitting the ground. And so if you're choking down on the club just a little bit, it's going to help you do that just a touch more. And the other thing that's, it's minor, but it does make a difference, is that when the ground's soft and wet, you're going to be, the weight of your body is going to be sinking into the grass just that little bit more. And so choking up on the club can help mitigate that just a little bit and help make that strike just a little bit cleaner, catching ball first.
And then the other area, obviously, around the greens, we know if you hit it in the rough or whatever, it, you know, you need a shovel probably to get it out of there. But the big one is if you get into the bunkers with wet sand, assuming the bunkers are maintained, you know, your course is maintaining them during wet weather, there's not puddles or anything in there. But how does wet sand, what adjustments do you need to make with the wet sand versus normal sand?
So number one, you're going to need to adjust the loft of the club and how you're using the bounce at setup. So you're in normal sand conditions, you'd want to open the face just a little bit to help get the ball out of the bunker. In wet conditions, what that's going to do is it's going to cause the bottom of the club to skip off of the wet sand, because when the sand gets wet, it's going to be a little bit firmer. And so you're going to want to use more of a square face at address to help the club dig through the sand just that little bit more. And then once the ball comes out, what you're going to need to expect is more skips initially. So it's going to skip off of the wet surface of the green, but then you're actually going to see more spin later on, which can be really fun. So if you want to hit some cool looking spinners, go practice out of a wet bunker.
And that's the main thing, is don't be afraid of the wet weather. Take advantage of it. You know, obviously not when it's pouring, but when we get that northwest, it's just that constant drizzle. And the other thing, obviously, you're going to be in wet weather gear, rain gear. Go get used to swinging golf clubs with all that gear on, because you won't have the range of motion.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big consideration.
Well, it's been, we could go on and on. Hopefully we'll have to have you back, here in a little bit, but we're running out of time. Jared Lambert, head golf pro out at Astoria Golf and Country Club, which you ever have the chance to play, it's one of the hidden gems out on the Oregon coast. Go say hi to Jared. For people, is there a good website or, any sort of tips or places you like to send people that's, some good advice that they can go online?
There's a lot, but I would say check out a number of creators on YouTube. Find one that works for you. So, you know, YouTube and Instagram has a lot of really good content out there, but it's not all going to apply to everybody. So find somebody that speaks to your golf game and stick with them. Don't get too many mixed messages is what I would say to that.
Obviously, and wherever you're playing, we always advise you, go talk to your local pros. They can help you get started in the right direction, set up a good plan for you, and take a look and understand your body, your swing, and where your game's at. Always good to have a good, solid practice plan through them. Jared, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Glad you played well out of Bandon, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later this summer.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.